From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Cadet. This is Idaho Matters. We told you about this year's Idaho Sled Dog Challenge in the backcountry of McCall, but we did learn that some of those races actually had to be canceled this year because of warm weather, which has made for some rough trail conditions. And last we checked, the Warm Lake Stage Race, well, that's still going on. That's supposed to be today and tomorrow. The Idaho races are not the only place in the West, though, where sled dog teams and their humans go racing. On Friday, dogs will line up for the 29th Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race with $165,000 in prize money. It is one of the hardest races of its type in the world. That's because of its length, the elevation, and the weather. And this year, one team is a bit different from the norm. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Lily, nice to meet you.
Remy Coast is behind his sleek dog sled in a tan snowsuit. His partner, Aurélie Dulot, stands by in a red flannel peppered with blonde dog hairs, likely from the team of 10 lean, hound-looking dogs hooked to Coast's sled.
He's going out for 20, 30 kilometers? 20, 30 kilometers, depending on the trail.
Coast and Dulot are from France, but now live in Sweden. They've been training in western Wyoming for the last couple weeks. As Coast readies his sled for his training run, one surprisingly can't hear the dogs. Like, there's no barking. Dulot says that's intentional.
Less stress. We have for them and for us. We have time to take care of them, put the booties on and everything.
Soon, they're off into the winter morning.
Okay!
Now, Coast doesn't speak much English, so you won't hear much of him in the story. But as Dulot explains, he's determined and dialed. He'll need to be for a race that covers nearly 225 miles in 7 legs across western Wyoming and eastern Idaho.
Remy starts at like 4 o'clock in the morning to feed the dogs.
There are 31 dogs, so Coast takes 3 teams out for a training run every day, and the care for the dogs is around the clock. It's a lifestyle, but also a career. Coast is one of the best in Europe for mid-length sled dog races. So they came to the States to learn more.
If we wanted to keep in winning, we would have stayed in Europe.
They flew all 31 dogs here and shipped their giant blue live-in bus. It's their first time racing in North America and their first time seeing cowboys.
We went into the small restaurant and one guy came and he had the cowboy hat and he was like, oh, I had to catch my horses. They ran away and da-da. And we were like, oh, this is so cool.
They saved up and took out loans for this trip. They hope to compete here and in Alaska, then train for the summer and compete again next year, all while living in their big blue bus. Dulot shows the mobile dog kennel in the back of the bus. 2 dogs per cage.
And they have their little toys that they love.
Like dog chews.
And this is also my massage table.
Dulot is a vet, and she massages the dogs every day. Each dog is treated like an athlete, but also like a family member.
Every litter, we choose a name. We have a theme, like Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. And so this is Frodo.
Frodo is black and white.
Frodo, come here, Frodo.
He shyly climbs out of his kennel onto the table, immediately lying down, awaiting his massage.
Ça va, mon Frodo? No, regarde la caméra.
Back outside in the winter wind, Coast and the team return from their run.
Oh, they're here.
The dogs are panting and ready for water. Coast talks to Dulot about the outing. He's going to change the wax on his sled skis for the next training run.
Because it's not the same snow than we have in Sweden. Here you are more windy.
He'll get the next team ready for their training run, only pausing for a cup of coffee and maybe a cookie.
We found the best cookies ever in the little supermarket there.
Oh,
like the pumpkin and chocolate chip. Best cookies ever.
Fueled by the cookies, Coast will keep training until he competes with 14 other teams at the Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.